Here in Los Angeles, not many farms, but certainly gardeners galore. And a lot of those gardeners use pollution-spewing leaf blowers all year long. Now, the Environmental Protection Agency has cleared the way for stricter emission controls. KQED's Rob Schmitz reports on efforts to encourage people to trade in their old blowers.
For a mere 20-pound machine, you wouldn't think a leaf blower could produce as much pollution as a 1.5-ton automobile. And it doesn't. It produces as much pollution as 80 1.5-ton automobiles.
And that is a very conservative calculation, actually. We think it may be many times more.
Sam Atwood works for the South Coast Air Quality Management District, which serves as the pollution control agency for Los Angeles. The district has launched a pilot program to offer landscape workers a good deal on 1,500 of the industry's cleanest and quietest leaf blowers if they trade in their old blowers. It's the first program of its kind in the nation. A leaf blower that has seen its better days lands on top of a 6-foot-tall heap at a parking lot in the city of Norwalk. Next to the pile stands a line of landscapers who have signed up for the leaf blower exchange. This is where they come to bid a final farewell to their dirty old workmates.
We have a pile here of probably more than 100 dirty, stinky, old leaf blowers. Some of these may be no more than a year or two old, even though they look like they've been around, you know, for forever.
It's a mangled pile of greasy motors and black tubes. On top of the mess, one stray tube juts out, a square of gray duct tape hanging from it, flapping in the breeze, a flag of surrender. Professional gardener Chris Roach stands in line with his heavily duct tape blower. He can't think of many good things to say about his 10-year-old work companion.
Kind of looks like the Terminator after he got crushed. It's got parts hanging off of it, grease, it leaks gas, and kind of looks like a car wreck.
Before he turns it in, Roach starts the blower up for old time's sake. The noise earns knowing grins from the other landscapers in line. According to the EPA, the small engines that power leaf blowers will account for 18% of smog-forming emissions by 2020 unless they are regulated. The agency just set new emission limits on leaf blowers. Clean air advocates think the leaf blower exchange program is a better way to meet these limits than trying to ban the devices. In the past, bans have been difficult to enforce.
This is your product registration card for any warranty purposes. It'll already be pre-registered for you.
After parting ways with their blowers, Roach and other gardeners proceed to a booth where they pay $200 for the BR500, a brand new backpack blower made by the steel company. It's a machine that would otherwise cost around $500. The BR500's 4-stroke engine is 5 times cleaner than the standard 2-stroke models. It's also 14% quieter.
Start this up, full choke.
Chris Roach is receiving instruction on how to operate his new BR500. His instructor turns the machine on.
Fire it up. Half choke to warm it up.
Roach looks as excited as a man can get about a leaf blower. Unlike his old rusty metallic blower, this one is made of shiny white and orange plastic. It has comfortable back padding, shoulder, and chest straps.
Shut it off, hold the button down.
Oh, that's nice. Beautiful.
The South Coast Air Quality Management District estimates the leaf blower exchange will eliminate at least 14 tons of pollutants per year. For NPR News, I'm Rob Schmitz in Los Angeles.